Mike D'Angelo is the man who viewed too much. That's the website where for 10 years he's posted film reviews and commentary. He's written for Entertainment Weekly, Time Out New York, and Esquire. But this year, the bottom started falling out, and he didn't have enough money to get himself to the major film festivals. So from his apartment in Brooklyn, he turned to his blog, and he put it to his readers.
So I was saying, here's why I'm not going to Sundance. And one of the reasons that I said is I would rather, if I'm going to spend the money, which I don't really have anyway, I would rather save the money and go to Cannes instead, because it's a much more awesome festival in every way. And so just kind of as a lark, at the end of that post, I said, you know, I'm thinking maybe if enough people are interested in my coverage and you would be interested in just, you know, giving some small amount of money, whatever you think my reports from there would be worth to you. And I was thinking like $10.
D'Angelo figured he'd need about $2,000 for his stay in Cannes. So he searched around and he found a website, fundable.com, that would allow him to take pledges from people and then get their money only when he reached his $2,000 goal. This was in mid-January.
I'm very nocturnal, so I put that up at like 4 or 5 in the morning. I forget exactly. I'd say, well, I don't think this is going to work, but let's see what happens. Because I had had a couple people write to me and say, if you do this, I will definitely contribute some small amount.
So he went to bed, and when he woke up the next morning, he had $700.
I was closing in on the halfway point. Overnight, it was literally like 8 hours later.
Over the next couple of weeks, the donations continued to come in. D'Angelo thought he'd need months to raise the money, that it would come in a lot of $10 donations. Instead, a small number of people gave him much more.
I had one person give me $200.
I've never met Mike D'Angelo. I only know him through his film writings and from the internet.
Karina Longworth is one of the people who donated to D'Angelo. She's also a film critic. She edits a film blog for Spout.com.
A couple of years ago, he went to Cannes and he did this thing where he refused to read about any of the films before he saw them. And so all of his writing was about going into the films blind. And when I went to Cannes myself for the first time a couple of years later, I had that in my head.
Longworth says she gets how hard it is for serious film writers to get their work out there. And since she's one of the lucky few who gets paid to write about film, she figured she had $20 to contribute to someone who's trying to go about it in a non-traditional way. And she thinks what D'Angelo is doing is the future.
When I started doing this, it was still kind of looked down upon to write on the internet, and now there's just no other option.
And it's not just film critics who were donating. Paul Denny is a fan who lives in South Africa. He said that D'Angelo has been an invaluable influence on his development as a film buff. In a way, D'Angelo is like his own personal critic, and the money he contributed is really just a small token of his appreciation. Mike D'Angelo has already raised more than his $2,000 goal, and he started to think about the Toronto Film Festival in the fall. For WNYC, I'm Allison Lichter.